On today's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First shares new information indicating the downtown housing market remains robust. Developers are spending big for the chance to rehab vacant structures with the hope of gathering high rents in the years to come. First, Jim Fink examines new data on those looking to settle in the city of Buffalo.
There's a survey that was released last week by Realtor.com, and they found that Buffalo was the hottest city for millennials to buy residential real estate. Actually, the top five cities were all Midwestern, older, blue-collar cities. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, they were all on, near the top of the list. Buffalo topped it all.
Okay.
Which is interesting because many people thought millennials tended to be more renters than buyers, which is true to a certain extent. But what the study found is the upper end of the millennials, as they're sort of getting older, they're at that point where they want to buy. They're starting families. They're more secure in their jobs. They have enough equity built up that they can afford to buy a house. So those are all factors. And believe it or not, they're paying less on median sale price now than the Gen Xers are. Nationwide, the median sale price for a millennial is about $238,000. The Gen Xers were paying about $250,000. So actually, the price of real estate has dropped, making it more affordable, which is good, especially with interest rates being where they are. And
you've talked to some of the local real estate people prior to this study coming out. What were they saying about the buying scene, and again, back to millennials and their attraction for this region?
A couple weeks ago, I was talking to Hobie Hanna, who's the president of Howard Hanna Real Estate, and he told me that just in the Buffalo area, first-time home buyers through First Priority Mortgage, which is an arm of Howard Hanna, 52% were quote-unquote millennials. Look over at what Moreno Mark Equity is doing with the Colvin Woods Estates. The first 30-odd units completely sold out. The vast majority of the buyers there were quote-unquote millennials, to the point where last night the Buffalo Planning Board signed off on a extension that will allow Moreno to build another 74 lots. And again, the waiting list for those lots is dominated by millennials.
There's been a narrative throughout the years that young people are fleeing Western New York, getting out, no opportunities here. Does this, from your perspective, does this particular information that you're sharing with us this morning, does it fly in the face of that to a certain extent? Does it show that there's a reversal of sorts?
I don't know reversal, but it's at least putting a Band-Aid on the situation. Whereas it used to be a continuous flow, I think it has stabilized a little bit. And more importantly, lost in all this is when a younger person, a millennial, buys a house, it means they're putting roots, they're making a commitment to an area. And what's interesting about Buffalo, more so than a lot of other markets, people don't buy houses as an investment. They buy them as a place to live. The average person moves between 7 and 10 years. In Buffalo, the average moving rate is a little bit more. It's about 12 to 13 years because people look at their homes as a place to put down roots, to raise family. They're not saying, well, if I buy this house, I can sell it in 5 years and make 20% more.
Doug Jamal wants to buy the old police headquarters, Franklin and Church, in downtown Buffalo. Why does he want to buy that structure?
He loves older, quirky buildings like this. This is what his sweet spot was, his development sweet spot in the Washington market. And the police headquarters plays right into that. And let's put this into this perspective, and this will show you how hot the downtown Buffalo market is. The police moved out of there in October, roughly.
Yeah.
So in a matter of 4 or 5 months, the building went from being fully occupied as a police headquarters to being empty, to now having a brand new future. And mind you, Doug Jamal is spending $30 million to convert the building into basically a residential-based building.
More proof that the housing market in downtown Buffalo is showing no signs of letting up.
You know, every week I'm writing stories about buildings changing hands and changing hands for a large amount of money. Theater Place, I just did the story a couple weeks ago, sold for $3.25 million.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
We'll talk to you next month.